Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Kristen Anderson. She's a doctor of education, published academic researcher, published creative author, as well as instructional designer, and many, many more things. Kristen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher. I'm so happy to be here.
Again, you have so many things you've done, so I didn't want to mention all of them, but really, sure. One thing that you're working on now is that you mentioned that you wrote a book about dreams.
That's correct. Yeah. I came out with my first volume of Unconscious Memories. It's called Up to the Dreamer. And that came out in March this year.
And I am very fascinated about dreams. We all have them. Some people remember them. I actually have quite vivid dreams and I remember them. And I'm curious for you, why did you choose to write a book about dreams? Is this like more research based? Is it more your own personal stories or is it a combination of both?
Right. So I took my dream memories and made them into short stories. And essentially, the purpose of the book is to give the power back to the dreamer. You know, in American culture, we always look to interpretation books and all of that, which is wonderful. Dream dictionaries are great. But the purpose of the first volume and then for subsequent volumes is to go back to this core of ourself, that we are the best interpreter of our dreams and that we know what they mean if we can be honest with ourselves. And that's really, what I'm trying to convey. Absolutely.
So tell us an example, again, whatever example you want to share, because some of it can be very telling of a person.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the stories in the book is called Love Thyself. And I titled it this just to give some highlights of what the story is about, or memory really is about. I start off in another country. I end up getting sick in the dream. I end up pulling out this extremely long white substance, ribbon-like but napkin-like, from my throat and belly, and it's like endlessly long. Later in the memory, I'm then see myself as a baby. I hold myself. I take care of myself. I feed myself. And this dream occurred right after my cholecystectomy, or in lay terms, my gallbladder removal surgery. And right before, I went on an amazing trip to Thailand to teach abroad in a cultural exchange program. So it's through traumatic experience that I'm getting these remarkable dreams, and then even a little bit of, dare I say, future telling of what I would be doing a year later.
So the thing about dreams, I used to write a dream journal and it fascinated me. And again, there's just things you can't explain. So I'm just curious, have you studied, I know you mentioned that we can actually interpret our own dreams, but have you studied how other people have viewed it, whether, because you have a doctorate, right? So from the academic standpoint, it's a research standpoint, did you look at that stuff and say, you know what, I think I am better to interpret it? Or you just said, you know, I'm going to just interpret it? Because I'm just wondering, how did you get that reference point that you feel that you are the better person to interpret your own dreams?
Sure. Yeah. So being a doctor of education, this is definitely the complete opposite side.
That's what I was asking, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely not in the scope of what I did as a researcher with my dissertation and my doctoral journey. It's completely opposite. But having a psychology background as well, I got my bachelor's in psychology and have been fascinated with it for many years. Have read a lot about Freud and dream interpretations and all of that, and just the models that he's put together with psychoanalysis. And I've read a lot of dream interpretation books, a lot of dream dictionaries, and they all are varied. There's a lot of vast definitions for the same type of dreams. And so I came to the conclusion, you know, with just that psychology background and reading about Freud and his levels of consciousness, that really the only true interpreter to know the real reason is us. I hope that makes sense in a way.
Well, so, but because First of all, some people might be jealous of you because you actually remember your dreams. Do you remember all your dreams or just some of your dreams?
The majority, not every night, but the majority, and the details are quite intense. So what I do, the more you write them down or the more you speak them out, the more you remember over time, by the way. So if anyone wants to practice this, they can. It's a skill that you can acquire if you're so interested in dipping into that unconscious.
So I'm fascinated. So what do you hope to share or to, you know, again, you wrote this book, and like all authors, what do you hope that your readers get from your books, specifically about dreams?
I hope they can see my vulnerability in sharing these dream memories, and that will help them be vulnerable as well and feel confident in interpreting their own feelings, emotions, thoughts, habits, behaviors in a way that makes most sense to them when they're truly honest with themselves. And then maybe they can share that with the rest of us as well.
And do you feel that's been helpful for you just from your own development and your own awareness of yourself?
Absolutely. You know, it's been a real process of healing. We all go through different experiences that impact our lives, and being able to dip into this side of my mind has been extremely helpful. I love using the top-down model of the house. So like the first floor is our entry door, the hallway to the kitchen, where our direct focus is and our waking mind is and the stuff we do on the daily. And then the second floor is our subconscious, or like the living room, where our current memories are, our current habits, behaviors, feelings, our accessible memories, the things we remember, like somebody's birthday or our email. And then that third floor is the unconscious, where it's like the basement, the stuff we've stored or forgotten, repressed memories, habits, old behaviors, things that are definitely accessible through dreams. And we can learn more about ourselves on that third floor, on the unconscious.
And I'm curious, when you've shared your dreams with other people, like I said, it's almost like Salvador Dali, you know, it's like, it can be very surreal. That's why
sure. The dream
is so broad. That what are some of the responses you've gotten from whether your friends, your family, or colleagues, or people that have read some of your dreams?
Sure. Yeah. So from people that I know, it's, you know, it's positive, of a more like diverse view is things that I've experienced culturally. So when I went to Thailand, I had the amazing experience of meeting a 103-year-old monk. His name was Monk Thong Poon.
Wow.
And he told me that my dreams were a burden to my mind and that a blank slate is best when I'm at rest. But I know that in Native American culture, they feel it's a way to communicate with spirits or go to other worlds or an extension of the current reality. And, you know, in American culture, it's all based on interpretation. so it really just depends, I think, who you're talking to, right?
But this is the thing. It's like some people, like let's say Gandhi, for instance, he literally said he's read all these religions and he just feels like religions should be like the wind in his house, where it can flow throughout his home, but he doesn't want to be blown over by any of them. But it was just an analogy about he's willing to open up his home to different religions, but he still chose to stand his own ground. I mean, that's from what I understood from him.
Sure.
And for you, given that you have this doctorate background, you're a researcher, but you're also this creative person. So I just find your story and your fascination with dreams is interesting. Now, you have these volumes of things. So do you plan on just continuing to write volumes of books for your dreams?
Absolutely. So the unconscious memories, I feel moved to get all of them out. So the first volume was more like an introductory, like a combination of dreams. So that's why the title is Up to the Dreamer. And then the subsequent books that will be coming out, which I would imagine are 12, because I've got over 100 dreams that I need to get out. The second volume will probably be released by the end of the year. It's called Dream Into the Music. Those are all the focused music dreams. And then the one after that will be about connecting with the deceased.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of different volumes and then categories really that I'm doing because they're just so vast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your story. Really, it's one of the most unique ones I've ever heard of. And
thank you.
Dreams for myself, especially, it's a fascinating world. And I commend and applaud you for literally opening yourself up, literally, because it's not something that everyone can do, frankly, because people don't remember their dreams. But for you to share that, it's such an open-ended tool that you're using for yourself and the people around you that it's very admirable. So how can our guests learn about you and read your books?
Yeah. So if you want to connect with me, you can go to unconsciousmemories.com or you can go on LinkedIn and connect with me there. It's Kristen Anderson 721 on the LinkedIn, but unconsciousmemories.com, you can go to my contact page and please feel free to reach out. I am definitely going to start my own podcast, an audiobook, and a video series coming soon. So I'd love for other people to be part of that as well.
Awesome. Kristen, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Awesome. You too, Christopher. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.